بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We are still in the chapter of Mujahada, striving in the path of Allah by making the more the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, which means we should engage in nafal ibadat. The hadith that we have read previously, that one sahabi who was from the sahabi Suffa, had pleased Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam so much with his service and khidmat, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told him, "Ask me what do you want?" He was a very wise, intelligent, and as we will read what great love they had for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, he did not ask for anything of dunya. He said, "I would like to be with you in Jannat." And that is a very, very great and high thing. Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam said, "Anything else besides that, what you have asked, is really, really very great." He said, "No, that is what I want." Then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "Make a lot of sajdas, that is, make lot of namaz, by which you will get my closeness." And Nabi Alaihi Salatu Wasallam, in the same breath, opened the doors for the ummah. If we also want the closeness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we should engage a lot of in ibadat, in nafal ibadat. By that we will become closer and closer, and if we reach that stage, we can be in the neighborhood of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam forever in Jannat. What a great, great thing. So that also shows the great value of nafal ibadat. The Sahabi Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was the attendant of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is, he should make the khidmat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam while traveling and at his home. Always he was in the service. What a great honor Allah had given him in this dunya to be making khidmat, to see to the shoes of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to see to his wudu, etc., making his khidmat in all matters. 12 ahadith are narrated from him, and he passed away in the year 63 Hijri. With regard to further explanation of the hadith, the Suffa, which we all know, which is behind Roza-i Mubarak, refers to a roofed area at the rear of Masjid an-Nabawi, where the poor and those who had no family would reside. This was the Ashab-i Suffa, and that was a place in Masjid an-Nabawi, just behind Roza-i Mubarak. And these Sahaba would stay there, the poor Sahaba. Ulama have likened that to that of a Darul Uloom or a Khanqa, where people come and to learn deen. They give their whole lives to learn deen and to get the practical aspect of deen in the Khanqa, and to get closeness to Allah Ta'ala. So that's the basis of the Darul Ulooms and the Khanqas that we have. It is the Ashabi Suffa. They would learn Islam from Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and whenever charity would come to Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would give it to them. If it was just ordinary sadaqah, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam should not partake of it. He should give it fully to them. And if it was a gift, a hadiah for Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he also partook of it and he shared it with them also. From here also we learn that generally the trend in the world till today is that we give donations to the Darul Ulooms. And that is really for the students. That was exactly the same as it happened in the time of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For these people who could earn for the world, but they chose not to earn, they chose to learn deen and sacrifice their whole lives for the deen. So Allah Ta'ala made the system that the ummah will look after their needs, and the ummah will get their great rewards for this from Allah Ta'ala. And in this way, these people will sacrifice all their time. They won't go out earning, etc. They won't be occupied in any other thing but to learn the deen of Allah Ta'ala. The mention of prostration, sajda, is a reference to namaz, because namaz is one of the most important postures of namaz. Sajda is one of the most important postures of namaz. Sajda is that Allah give us tawfiq to make our sajdas properly. The greatest closeness a person gains is in sajda. Sajda, we can't let our head go more further down in the ground. And we can lengthen our sajda, which we should do in our nafal namazes. Not only read the three times the tasbih, but try and read it 5 times, 7 times. And not rush through it when we are reading, but try and read it slowly, nicely, and considering the meaning of it. So the quality we can increase. The more a person sajda becomes a real sajda, the more he becomes closer to Allah Ta'ala. This is one of the easy ways to gain. The whole of namaz is such from takbir-e-tahreema, right to the salam. But the sajda is the place where a person gets the greatest closest to Allah Ta'ala. And it is, it doesn't mean really only the sajda, it means namazas. Make more namazas in order to gain closeness. So if we want closeness to Allah Ta'ala, we want closeness to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we want to be with Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then we should make a lot of nafal namazas. Many people ask that we would like to see Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in our dreams. That is possible. It is mostly Durood Sharif is prescribed for that. But from this hadith we learn, the more we will make nafal namaz, we will be closer to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then we will make always ziyarat. There were those fortunate people in the ummah who while awake also, they should make ziyarat of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. All this is how much we gain, we engage in nafal namazes. Unfortunately, we engage in all type of guna, and then we are dreaming of seeing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in the dream. We want to see good dreams, but we don't make our ibadat properly, and we are engaged in all types of guna. With that, it is not possible. We have to give up our guna, and especially namazas and nafal namazas, we should engage more in nafil ibadat. The mention of sajda, further this hadith proves that Jannat and the company of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam can only be attained by striving against the carnal self in the form of acts of obedience and worship. If we want closeness of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam already in this world and moreover in the Akhirat and forever in Jannat, it is by suppressing our desires, not engaging in gunas, and then making a lot of nafal ibadat, durood sharif, practicing upon sunnah. In that way we will gain that closeness. So Allah give us the tawfiq, especially more and more of nafal ibadat, which generally we have totally discarded it. Even those people who are regular with the 5 times namaz, but nafal we don't perform. We have made it very insignificant. But from all this discussion, we can say how important nafal ibadat is, and Allah make us the means that we practice upon it, and by that other people also, and it becomes common in the ummah again to make nafal ibadat, which was present some years ago. We find that our elderly people were very, very regular with their nafal ibadat also. Unfortunately, it has fallen away. We should try and establish it again and reap the great benefits which are in there. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Subhanallah.